So as we begin an afternoon of practice together, I really want to encourage us to allow ourselves to be carried by this stream of mindful attention. There's a way that we can experience the grace or just the simplicity of being and the great happiness that comes through this opening. I wanted to read this poem by a Russian poet. You may know Marina Tsvetaeva. So she had a very difficult life. She was born in the late 19th century. She was exiled to Paris after the Russian Revolution. She returned to Russia in the late 1930s. She lost a child, her husband was shot. She had a difficult life, but she also had a poet's ability to perceive the beautiful in the ordinary. And I often think that our mindfulness practice turns us into poets in the art of living. And it's quite remarkable, you know, a cup of tea, arranging a bouquet of flowers, admiring the cherry blossoms, tasting an orange, sharing a meal. All of it has the potential to be so simple and so beautiful and so endowed with our attentiveness, our care. And in this way, there is meaning generated out of our lives, which often feel somewhat random, and things happen, things are out of control. But as we discover this beautiful practice of paying attention, of opening to the mystery of things, of really delighting in sense experience without attaching, then we become poets of our lives, poets in our lives. My friend Mark Nepo lives in Kalamazoo, and he for years would give poetry workshops and decided after a while that he wasn't going to teach people how to write poetry anymore. He was going to teach them how to live poetry. And that's what he does now. He gives workshops and retreats out of the books that he writes. And his most well-known book is called The Book of Awakenings. And it's a day book, and each day there's a reading and a reflection and an invitation to enter into the poetry of existence. So she writes, and just as you listen to these images, which may be unfamiliar to us, having been most of us raised in the West, just see how precise she is in observing the daily details of life. We are keeping an eye on the girls so that the kvass doesn't go sour in the jug or the pancakes cold, counting over the rings and pouring anise into the long bottles with their narrow throats. We are keeping an eye on the girls so that the kvass doesn't go sour in the jug or the pancakes cold, counting over the rings and pouring anise into the long bottles with their narrow throats, straightening tow thread for the peasant woman, filling the house with the fresh smoke of incense. And we are sailing over Cathedral Square, arm in arm with our godfather, silks thundering. The wet nurse has a screeching cockerel in her apron. Her clothes are like the night. She announces in an ancient whisper that a dead young man lies in the chapel. And an incense cloud wraps the corners under its own saddened chasuble. The apple trees are white like angels, and the pigeons on them gray like incense itself. And the pilgrim woman, sipping kvass from the ladle on the edge of the couch, is telling to the very end a tale about Razin and his most beautiful Persian girl. So in these images, we get a sense of the beauty, the mystery, the simultaneity, how things are in motion. A man, a young man, lies dead in the chapel. The incense rising, the pigeons in the tree, the apple tree in bloom. The silks thundering, arm in arm, the girls cross the square with their godfather. This is like a series of images from a person's life. And we too are living lives as rich and as complex. It only takes our attentiveness to discover it. So once again, we take our seat. Honoring the courage that brings us to this practice. The courage to swim against the stream of distraction, of activity, of becoming. Somewhere, somehow, we had an intuition that happiness can be found by simplifying, by slowing down, by entering this moment of being. We take our seat like the Buddha under the Bodhi tree. We clarify our intention. And perhaps we connect with a feeling of gratitude for these supportive conditions. Knowing that our practice benefits everyone we encounter, every interaction. Rippling out in all directions. And once more, we connect with the movement of the breath. remembering patience, remembering gentleness. This is from the Dhammapada. This world is blind. There are so few who see things as they truly are. Come, take a good look at this world pretty like a king's chariot. Though fools become immersed in it, for the wise there's no attachment. See how much it's like a bubble. See how much it's like a mirage. The king of death does not see one who regards the world in this way. Rouse yourself. Don't be lazy. Follow the good ways of Dhamma. So this instruction in wise effort to see the benefit of developing wisdom, to see the benefit of continuity and mindfulness, to see the blessing and the happiness of restraint, of non-attachment. So once more, when you hear the sound of the bell, letting your mindfulness be steady as you change posture, as you anticipate stepping out into the sunshine, really enjoying and delighting in awareness.